Blog Talk Radio.
Lord, we do praise you over and over again, nightly giving you collectively over 2 billion praises worldwide. And God, it is such a privilege to help people to have the cognizance of knowing that you're worthy of all praise and how to give you a 1,000 thank yous tonight. God be praised. We be praised, God, because you do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or even think. God, you be praised because you sent the anointing and sent the Holy Ghost back to us, God, to help us and to keep us, to stand with us and to comfort us through every storm and through every rain. God, you be praised for all the many things you do. You let us know through Jehaziel that the battle is not ours, but it's the Lord's. And we gladly, oh my God, gladly allow you to take over and request that you take over, that the Holy Ghost come, and that the Holy Ghost make the difference here this morning. God, don't let us leave the same way we've come. Yeah, bountifully help the people. Bountifully bless the people in Jesus' name. Heal the sick. Cast out demons, God. Oh, it needs to be sold. Raise the dead. You're able. Nobody can do what you do. Oh, nobody. We give you glory. We give you adoration. We give you praise. We give you honor. Oh, God, thank you for being in the room. I feel you. Yeah. And when you're in the room, I keep telling people that everything is subject to you. Everything must obey you. Yeah. You never lost a battle. You've never been defeated. You are God. And God, we serve you. You are our hero and our mentor. We love you, and thank you for this day. Bless us here. We'll bless you back. Give you all the glory, all the honor, all the praises all day. They really belong to you, Lord. As Mother Willie Mae Rivers has said over and over again, she's right. All the glory, honor, the praises all day belong to you. Yeah, bless, 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 bless. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen. 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 And good morning to all of you on this prayer line. God bless you. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning to you. I want to just tell you, God is in his holy temple. And he's done something. I often talk about things, something spectacular happening. Amen. You had something spectacular happen. I want to announce to you that Mother Johnson is in her home now. She's out of the hospital.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah. And your prayers are being answered. That's a sign right there. God heard and God has answered. Thank you, Jesus. Lord bless you and keep you. And why don't we give him some praise this morning? Well, let's speak to the Lord. Good morning, Lord. We know you're in the room. God bless you.
Good morning, Lord.
Uh-huh. And let's give him praise and adoration. Just for that one thing is enough. But if you can open your mouth and you can speak, let me hear you give him praise. We praise him right now. Praise check. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, 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 glory.
Thank you for your praises going up to Jesus. And on the blog line, we really praised him last night. Over 2 billion praises went up to the Lord. And we're grateful. Every night we're trying to send up praise to him. He deserves it for centuries and for eras and decades, eras. People did not give him the proper praise. It's not a good feeling to do things for people and they not really appreciate you correctly. And for eras beyond centuries, God did things for us, for people all over the world, and they did not really appreciate him. They just, next thing after you get through doing it, they come back like he's some type of Santa Claus. And back again, give me. God laid it on my heart that we want to thank him all over the world correctly. And not only give him one praise, but let's give him 1,000 thank yous, at least 1,000 a day. Some people have read the same, and they're giving him 10,000 praises a day. But I said it a while ago, and I'll say it again, Brother Willie Mae Rivers, saying all the praises, all the honor, All the glory, all the praises, all the honor, all the praises, all day. I'll get it. They belong to God. Yeah, she, such a gracious and wonderful, wonderful woman. She said, oh, the glory, the honor, and praises all day belong to God. And I tell you, we've been trying to change things around the world. And it is changing things, people. Crime situation is getting better because people are saying thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. God took us back to the old church where people were thanking him and got the Holy Ghost through just thanking him. And that's a sign right there that we're on the right track, because thank you will get you more. It got those people back there, the Holy Ghost. And it still will get them the Holy Ghost just by thanking the Lord. God bless all of you. Good to be back in my office. Yeah. So good. Thank God for what he's done. And we do praise him and honor. Want to get some praise reports. See if we get, Sister Janet, can you get Mother Johnson on the line and give us a praise report this morning? If you hear me, Mother Johnson, if you're there, can you give us our first praise report? Amen. All right, see if you can get her on the line for me. Thank you. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Now, maybe y'all understand what I mean when I say, well, I'll leave that. But I just want to tell you, he deserves the praise and the honor and the glory. Thank you, Jesus. I'm waiting on Mother Johnson. I want to see if we can begin today with her praise report. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Why don't you give us a station identification if you're there, Dr. Julie, well, Ambassador Dr. Julie Hagan. Why don't you see if we can give a station identification. The line is open to you.
Oh, praise the Lord. God bless you. Good morning, Chief International Ambassador. We certainly do honor the Lord today, and we honor you, and we thank God for what he's doing. We do honor Ambassador Lady Betty, Ambassador Mother Adelaide Johnson, and our own right mother to the nations. What a great praise report of what the Lord is doing. And we do honor all of our ambassadors, ambassadors-elect, to all of the bishops and all of the leaders, and to everyone who's listening from all around the world. We are greet you in the mighty name of the Lord. And we are here broadcasting live from the Blog Talk Radio, nparadio.com, on Blog Talk Radio. And we're here at the live studio, and we can be reached simply by dialing into the studio, 347-934-0207. We're being heard literally all over the world in countries such as Afghanistan, Albania, Algeria, American Samoa, Andorra, Angola. Thank you, Jesus. Argentina this morning. Australia. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Spain, Italy, Brazil, China, Europe, Africa. Oh, my Lord. We are being heard in the Virgin Isles in Jerusalem. We're being heard in Congo. We're being heard in Malaysia and Pakistan and Dominican Republic. And we've even been heard in Egypt this morning, in France and Germany. We give God the praise just literally all over the world. And we do salute our brothers and sisters that are listening as of this very moment. We thank God for what he's doing. I'm telling you, the stats are going up every day. It's getting higher and higher. We're going into new venues, and God is certainly grant the victory. I want to thank our Chief International Ambassador for this excellent job that he's doing in getting this message around the world. And we do praise God because of thank you. They are working, and incredible things and incredible miracles are happening. And may God forever bless you. Continue to do the excellent job that you're doing, Chief. May God forever bless you, sir.
God bless you, and thank you, Ambassador Julie Hagan. And I just want to take a moment and just thank you for getting ready for the convention. I want to get someone to announce that convention today, if you will. Ambassador Hodges, if you'll get ready to announce that convention. And I just want to thank God for blessing us to see and realize the essence of being an ambassador. What a mighty, mighty, mighty honor God has given to us. And thank God for those who are over churches and things like that. But Paul, who was the chief, you might say, apostle, who was the most prolific writer of the New Testament, we believe, Paul along with Luke, were the most prolific writers of the New Testament. And Paul, after starting churches in Rome and Corinth and Galatia and Ephesus and the Philippians and Colossae and so many other places, Paul, while in prison, said, "I am an ambassador." Yeah, he said it. He called himself. He didn't call himself an elder. He didn't call himself, although that's a mighty honor. He didn't call himself a pastor like me, although that's a mighty honor. He didn't call himself a bishop, although that's a mighty honor. But Paul, the most prolific writer of the gospel, along with Luke, said, "I am an ambassador." Oh, thank you, Jesus. That's found in Proverbs 13. One portion of that is Proverbs 13. But then when we find Paul saying it, oh my God, said, "I am an ambassador in bonds." Ephesians 6 and 20 tells us that. He realized that he was an ambassador to all these churches. And that was a small world at that time. But he was an ambassador not to just a few places, but he was an ambassador to the world. To the world.
Amen.
Corinth, Colossae, yeah, Ephesus, all over. He said, "I'm an ambassador." It's a great honor, great, great honor. I'll be telling you more and more and more. God told me to push that thing. Yeah, God has given us the permission to push it. And thank God for being an ambassador. Yeah. I'm an ambassador. I hear Mother Johnson. Amen. Mother Johnson, are you there?
I'm here.
God bless you. Amen. I want you to give our first praise report this morning. You're back home. Come on. The line is open to you, Mother Johnson.
God bless you. God bless each of you. Good morning to every one of you. I am home this morning. Oh, and I thank God. I praise and magnify his name. Lord, am I glad to be back home. In the blessing business, I had forgotten how to down the number. But oh, I praise and magnify the Lord this morning. I'm saying to each of you, keep on praying for Mother Johnson. I'm back home and feeling very well. So don't forget me, because I tell you, the devil is a liar.
Amen.
A liar.
Yes,
I know he's a liar.
Yes,
nothing but a liar. So God is blessing me, and I thank the Lord for it. I pray for you, and you keep on praying for me. Okay.
We sure will, Mother Johnson.
Yes,
oh, my God. Thank God for you. Right. I want y'all to notice the sound of her voice. It may not sound good to you, but it's up from what it was in the hospital. And I want you to notice the sound of her voice, because you'll see it go up.
Yes.
Amen. Well, she gets more strength, and she just gonna, I believe, get better. That's my That's my faith. Amen. I believe it's been better. So, thank God for her and for what God is doing. Yeah. He's doing. All right. Well, I want to open up the prayer line this morning. And we're getting situated here. Amen. We're opening the prayer line up to you. And if you want to give a praise report. Amen. Thank you so much. If you want to give a praise report, thank you, Jesus. The line is open to you. Who has another praise report this morning? Thank you, Jesus.
Dr. Johnson, this is Sister Karen Brown.
Mm-hmm.
My praise report this morning. A few days ago, you prayed for me for the pain in my side, and
mm-hmm.
you went to the hospital. You say you touched Mother Johnson. And I've been healed ever since. I haven't felt that pain since then. I thank God for Jesus in my heart. Pray my strength in the Lord.
All right. My God, let's thank you. Lord, thank you. You did that, Lord, and we want to give you the glory and the honor and the praises all day. Thank you so much for touching this wonderful lady. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. My Lord, you know, I asked the Lord. In fact, I told y'all that this year God's going to do some spectacular things. My prayer is he does some spectacular things. Years ago, people wouldn't even believe God was real unless he did spectacular things. Prove it to you. The children of Israel, unless God opened Red Seas and did things like that, they didn't even believe God was real. And then after he opened the Red Sea, get out there in the wilderness and got to complaining. And God had to send manna from heaven, bread from heaven. And then they wanted water. He had to send water from the rock. And then they wanted meat. And then he had to send quail from the sea. He's always done spectacular things, because these folk in this world, they don't want to hardly believe God unless he does something spectacular. We still live among that. And so God is going to do some spectacular things. He just did one. Mother Johnson was in the hospital for a month. The devil wrote her off and said, "We got her."
Jeez.
And God turned that thing around and said, "We got you." Oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus. You know what? And I've seen this thing. The enemy is a liar. Mm-hmm. Yeah. God got the victory through Mother Andy Johnson. And I believe she's going to live. But if she doesn't live but one more second, God still got the victory.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Satan, you're a liar. Amen. Now, somebody, want to show you this. Somebody said, now, Dr. Johnson, y'all's family, y'all were at the hospital every day. Yeah. In the morning, you got up. After that, your sister Edna, before you, your brother David, and after Edna, Lady Ambassador Betty, and after Ambassador Betty, they carried it all around the clock until Michael and David came in again. And during that time, during the day sometime, Ambassador Gina, amen, helped. And then In that time, Sister Janet many times came in and helped. Just so many people there. Let me say it like this, at her beckoning call. Oh, God has blessed us, blessed her in her older age. Yeah, her latter days have even been better than her beginning. Why would y'all do all that? Well, you got to understand, you got to keep the back door closed for your loved ones. Well, y'all hear me? I said you got to keep the back door closed of your loved ones. Just as soon as you start celebrating, that's why we're still keeping it closed. The enemy will try to sneak in the back door and snatch him out of here. For example, nowadays these folks have Kevorkian type mentality. If they see that your loved ones are 80, 85, 90, 95, 100 years old, and nobody's coming to see them, they got a shot. They trying to give people. I'm telling you, they got a shot. They trying to give people, and they just, while ain't nobody there, they just give them the shot. And you think they just slip on away?
That's true.
It's a painless shot. And before you know it, you come to the hospital and they say, "Oh, she's gone. She left during the night." They gave them that shot many times to cause them to sleep on out of here. And I'm gonna say this again: you got to be careful with that hospice. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They have, once they normally get them, they got about a week. Yeah, about a week. So you have to be careful with that. I'm not saying anything derogatory. I'm just telling you, anybody can look at that proof. Just find somebody they get and see how long they last. You'll find out. That's not a statement against anybody. You just watch what happened when they get them.
That's right.
Normally about a week. They pride themselves. We'll take them out in a week. Once they put that morphine in them, and it deadens all, sometimes it stops the kidneys, it stops the liver, it stops everything, it stops the heart. Well, and then it takes the desire to eat away. That's why you got to get them to eat. I guess this is my message this morning. You got to get them to eat. I went to see someone yesterday, and she had lost her will to eat. And while we were there, I prayed for that person. I believe it was Mary Ann Flanders. Yeah, she's in the hospital. And we prayed and asked God to give her a will to eat. Yeah, to eat. Why? You can pray all day long, Lord, give them strength. Give them strength. But if you're violating the design of the human body, then you don't have faith without works is dead. You can believe all you want to believe, but if they won't take nourishment, see, God has designed the body that you take food into the body, and the body breaks down that food and takes the nourishment out of the food, and it fuels the body. So you have to get them to eat so that the body will digest the food and bring nourishment to the body, and that's, you know, then you get strength when you, anybody who's fasting 10 days is going to be weak. Am I making sense to anybody? That's just common sense. Anybody fasting 10, 15, 20 days, if they still here, they're going to be very, very weak. And that's the same thing about your loved one. If they have not eaten, that's the same thing as fasting. They're going to be weak. So you got to get them to eat. And yesterday after we prayed for Miriam Flounder, thank God. God, I said, now drink this Ensure. And they start drinking Ensure. And they eat this applesauce. And they ate the applesauce. So when you get them to eat, they'll be, you know, have more strength. God bless you. We love you. Let's get some more praise reports this morning. Maybe three or four. Amen. Two, three, three, four. Who else has a praise report? The line is open to you.
This is Ambassador-elect Dr. Mary Lacey. On yesterday, I was praying about my insurance on my building and on my vehicles at the mission.
And I happened to call the insurance company because they was getting ready to cancel me out. And I said, God, I can't stand a cancellation. Not on the insurance, and we have people that live in there.
That's why we are here today.
To call the insurance company.
Yes, Lord, I
thank you. Hello?
Go ahead. Go ahead.
They called the insurance company, and they took and put 2 months of insurance from each one of my policies on the end of the insurance, which will not come due until September. I want to thank the Lord for what he done for me, because he didn't have to do it, but he did. I thank God. It may not seem like that's a lot to you, but when you got places and you ain't got no insurance, you got trouble. But you don't never know when the enemy decides that he's going to destroy. And I thank God for what he done. Thank you, Jesus.
God bless you. God bless you. And Dr. Lacey, God bless you. All right. Anybody else with the praise report? Come on, saints. Anybody else with the praise report that's telling them the goodness of Jesus?
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Bring it here. Bring it here. 816 area code. This is Charlotte. I do want to get, I have a couple praise reports. I'm just trying to help my kids this morning. Okay, there. My first praise report is my truck has been making a loud noise underneath the hood for the last 2 weeks. And we took it in yesterday. It was $500 and some change. So I just thank God that my husband was able to pay that bill yesterday and get the truck fixed for me and my children for us to be able to get around. Did not expect that much money for that car, but I thank God that he turned that thing around yesterday and fixed it that day. Also, I went to a two-hour job interview Friday. I got an email Sunday night that they went with another candidate, which was fine. I still thank God because I know that God blessed me throughout the interview, and they just kept telling me how overly qualified and how all this and that and this and that. So when the email came to me Sunday, they didn't give me really good feedback because they couldn't. There was really nothing they could really say. So I just thank God. Also, my third praise report is, I got another email yesterday from Social Security for another job saying that I meet all the qualifications and the criteria. There were some other candidates that had higher qualifications than me, but I will be kept in the realm and will be contacted. So I just thank God in all those three things that he still is looking out for the Gray family. So I just thank you, Lord, openly. I thank God for the Johnson's testimony for the entire month of February because God is real. No matter every time something closes, he still opens up something for me. Every time something shuts down, something else comes in higher. I just thank you, God, because I know that my hope lies in you. Thank you, 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 thank you. Oh, and one more thing. My fourth praise report is that I got another email that my son's scholarship was paid. So no, yes, yes, no, all day yesterday. Thank you, Lord, for what you've done for the Gray family. Hallelujah.
God bless you. Thank you for that praise report. Thank you. All right, somebody else with a praise report.
Praise the Lord. This is Ambassador Stitz. I give honor to Jesus, the author and the finisher of my faith, and much respect and honor to you, Ambassador, and your family, and Mother Johnson. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I can hear you on the prayer line as you pray. That God would get the glory out of my life. And I can say that today. I can hear it and I can.
Glory, hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. God, we thank you. God, we praise you. We celebrate the woman of God. Glory, hallelujah.
Ooh,
God, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
Lord, have mercy.
Thank y'all. Thank y'all.
Thank you. Thank
y'all are doing now. I live a little longer.
Thank you.
Get my people encouraged.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank y'all. And y'all are encouragers. Thank you. And you do reap what you sow. Amen. So somebody's going to encourage you in it. And that way or a different way, but they'll encourage you.
Thank you.
God bless you. My. All right.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Now, I want to help somebody who perhaps is new on the line. Yeah. Thank God they are celebrating Mother Johnson, but more so, they're celebrating the Lord, what the Lord did for her. You got to understand, she was in the hospital. If this is your first day, she's been in the hospital. She was in the hospital for a whole month. In fact, a little bit over a month.
And, hallelujah. Thank you for bringing
her home. Yeah. And they tried to kill her many times. But her faith in Christ and her sons and daughters were around her praying for her. And this prayer line prayed for her every day. And last night we took her from the hospital to her home, and she's in her home now. And they're celebrating what the Lord did. Amen.
Yes. Thank you.
He worked a mighty wonder in her soul, a mighty wonder in her soul.
Yes.
God bless you. Mm-hmm. But we are concerned about so many others as we have compassion every day. Thank you for having compassion on me. And I return it to you. If you have a prayer request, please give it to us. We're ready to take it down so we can pray for you and get you. The Lord, ask the Lord for a miracle and get you a miracle. Amen. If you have one, the line is open to you. You need a miracle.
Praise the Lord. This is Apostle Adams calling from Georgia. Mm-hmm. 31407 area code. I would like prayer today. I have to go in a very important meeting today and tomorrow, and I would like prayer for that.
All right. Dr.
Johnson.
I heard Dr. Lacey first. I want to be fair.
Lacey unspoken.
Okay. God bless you. All right, Mother Johnson from Indianapolis, go ahead.
A young lady by the name of Shirley, her mother ain't been too long past. She's going in this morning for cancer. She's going into the hospital for cancer this morning. So just asking y'all to pray for her. I prayed for her earlier this morning. So pray for her, if you please.
All right, we certainly will, Mother.
Yes, Sister Peterson. Prayer for Mr. Ronnie Lyons, L-Y-O-N is Ronnie Lyons. And that's spoken for me.
Okay. All right, Sister Peterson. All right.
This is Pastor Sarah. How are everyone doing this morning?
Great, Pastor Sarah.
I would like for you all to pray for my mother. She's 90 years old, and she has dementia. Worse. And I would just like to pray for her and my family for strength and for God to extend her while she's going through this period.
Okay. I want to make sure I got it right. You said dementia, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Anybody else?
This is Sister Christopher in Memphis, Tennessee. I have an unspoken request for a family member that's going through a court matter on today.
All right. Family member. Okay. We'll take one more.
Gwen Sykes, 314. I'd like to put myself on the prayer list, please.
Okay. May God bless you. Unspoken, I would say.
Yes.
All right. God bless you. Do we have anybody? There's seven of them. Apostle Adams, needing prayer. Pray for her whole family and any loved ones who are in trouble. Then we have Ambassador-elect Dr. Mary Lacey, unspoken, and then Mother Willie Johnson wants prayer for Shirley. She has cancer. And going in for this morning for, I guess, some type of test and things like that. And Sister Peterson, unspoken. And then she says, Ronnie Lyons for prayer. Pastor Sarah, her mother, she wants prayer for her mother. And also her family, her mother facing this dementia problem. Amen. And Sister Christopher, unspoken. And then she wants prayer for a family member who's going through a storm and through a rain. And Sister Green Sights wants prayer for herself, has an unspoken request. And may I say there are many others on the line who have unspoken requests. I feel like praying this morning myself. Heavenly Father, me again, Lord, you know I don't ask you for much. I try my best to thank you in advance for everything that you do. We have faith to believe you with the grain of a mustard seed at least. We believe you more than we believe ourselves. And I've never asked you for nothing that you didn't do. And I just appreciate you. Thank you. I want to thank you in advance for every one of these requests that I'm getting ready to ask. Lord, thank you. 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 Lord, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Even before I ask you this, Lord, I want to give you the proper thanks because I believe you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
I've seen your handiworks. I've seen you turn things around when people said you couldn't be turned around. You turned them around. You lifted the heavy burden and you lightened the heavy load. God, when people have wept all night long, I've seen you dry the tears from their weeping eyes. I've seen you lift all troubled situations and fix the problem. I want to thank you. Thank you. Thank you for Apostle Adam. Oh, God, I thank you for fixing that situation. Yeah, he will do it, and he has done it now. Thank you for it. Oh, glory, 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 glory.
Thank you.
Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, boy. Thank you, Lord.